What's going on, guys? Welcome back to the Social Circle. I know it's been a while. Yeah, sorry it's been a while since we've done this. Just a lot going on, you know what I'm saying? There's a lot going on in my life, and I'm not gonna get into it, but for those who have been supportive, thank you for the love and support. So it's been about 2-3 weeks since we did an episode. The last episode we did was 1 hour and 45 minutes, which thank you, Anchor, for allowing me to post that. Let's see. Let's start with, elephant in the room. The Super Bowl. First and foremost, congratulations to both teams, the Rams and the Bengals, on making it. It was one hell of a game. One hell of a game. Hats off to both teams. Congratulations to the Los Angeles Rams. Winning in their home stadium, second team to do that, and we got to start with Matt Stafford. Matthew Stafford was his first big dance, and he went 26 for 40. 283 yards, 3 touchdowns, only 2 interceptions. Cooper Kupp, who won MVP, played an amazing game as well. Being only he's second or third wide receiver to win MVP in the Super Bowl. I don't know, correct me if I'm wrong, guys, but Odell Beckham, here's a guy who's on call because his wife was expecting their baby, and he played an amazing game until he got hurt. Unfortunately, he tore his ACL, but he stayed in. He stayed in on the sidelines to support his team, and I'm mostly proud of him because he went through a lot. He's been through a lot, playing for two teams that. He just didn't belong. He didn't really belong in the Browns. He belonged more in the Giants. The Giants just didn't have any backup for him, And I'm not disrespecting Eli Manning at all. Because the man's a legend, his last name is legendary, so. I'm not disrespecting Eli at all. What else? Aaron Donald, another guy who I really wanted to win this game. And he sealed the deal for them, two teams with, you got the Rams with an amazing defense. Got the Bengals with an incredible offense. And that kid, Joe Burrow, really impressed me. He really fucking impressed me. All season. Here's a team that shouldn't have even been there. How the hell do you get that far? They beat the number one seed, eliminate the number one seed and a big threat to the playoffs this year, the Tennessee Titans. Then they defeat the defending AFC champions, the Kansas City Chiefs, to make it to the Super Bowl. And what was that was like David and Goliath, because if that interception, if they didn't, oh my God, I forget who it was that I caught that interception in the AFC title game, but if that didn't happen, it would have been done. You guys saw what the Chiefs did against the Bills, It was just amazing. But, you know, Joe Burrow, he definitely has a future in this league. And he's gonna do good. He's really going to do good. And he's going to have a hell of a career. Another thing I want to say, you know, the state of Ohio itself has an amazing fan base, a very loyal fan base. They don't care how many times they've been disappointed, they've fallen short, they've had upsets. They stick with their team. From Cleveland, from the Cleveland Indians that are now called the Guardians, you know, the Cleveland Browns, the, you know, obviously the Bengals, the Cavaliers, who you know, a team that, you know, even when LeBron was there in his prime, you know, they've fallen short a couple times, but like they just don't give up on their team, you know. And I'm the same way. You know, I'm a Boston sports fan till the day I die. I don't care that we haven't won a championship in 4 years. You know, I don't care about that. It's still my team. It's my hometown where I'm born and raised, and I'm always going to be loyal to my team. And to all my teams, you know. Let's see. But yeah, Joe Burrow. You know, just an amazing game, and like he was great. He was really great, and you know, congratulations to him and the Bengals making it that far. He has nothing to be ashamed of. He had a hell of a season this year, and you know, it was just great. How like the things he did for that team, you know. You got that amazing kicker that has, you know, really sent them to the Super Bowl in the first place. Sent them, that you know, made them go this far. It was a hell of a game. I can't stress that enough. So, let's see, you know, total yards by the Rams, 313, passing yards, 270, rushing yards, 43, yards per play, 4.7. As for the Bengals, 305 total yards, you know, 226 passing yards, 79 rushing, 5 yards per play. The Rams only had to go for it on fourth down one time, and they pulled through. The ending of that game was amazing. But step aside from the game for a second. Let's talk about the halftime show. By far the best, in my opinion, and you can argue with me if you want. But I think the Super Bowl 56 halftime show was the best halftime show in Super Bowl history. You had the queen of hip-hop, Mary J. Blige. Arguably, you know, the king of hip-hop, Dr. Dre. You know, another one that would be in that debate is the two other guys that were there, Snoop Dogg and Eminem. And a surprise by, you know, 50 Cent. I did not expect 50 Cent to be there. But anyways, so apparently, Eminem was not allowed to. So apparently, a lot of things went wrong, okay. And I was talking about this to a few friends of mine, you know, all day yesterday, and you know, the day before that. Why? Okay, so Snoop Dogg was told by the NFL, do not wear the blue bandana. Don't bring the blue bandana to the stadium, because we don't want our fans to hear that. I respect, you know, that you're a Crip gang member or whatever, but let's not do that. He's like, all right, no problem. This he wears a blue bandana jumpsuit. Hey, it's not the same thing. He's not waving down a bandana. Another thing that he was told not to do is take a knee in homage to Colin Kaepernick. Why? Why do that? Why? Come on. Another thing he was told not to do is crip walk, and he crip walked. Which, honestly, that right there, Snoop, I'm sorry, I can't defend you on that. Bro, you're on national television, man. What are you doing, Snoop? But, let's see. Eminem was also told not to take a knee, and you know, he said, fuck you, Roger Goodell, okay? I don't give a damn. I'm gonna do what I want. Dre basically whispered in their fucking ears and said, listen, guys, I dropped $8 million on this. Do whatever the fuck you want. You know, Snoop, you are now the owner of Death Row Records, and congratulations on that, Snoop. Yo, for real, congratulations. You deserve that shit. You should have been running Death Row Records a long time ago. Let's see. Oh, what else? Mary J. Blige looked fucking amazing in that performance. It was a hell of a show. You know, I know they can only get so much time. I think that was the longest, if I'm not mistaken, I believe that was the longest halftime show. And that's why Dre wanted to pay $8 million for that. Because he wanted more time than you know, the other shows. Because, like, this is history right here. Dre said it in the Super Bowl, press conference or whatever. The Q&A shit. Yo, this is history right here. Like, because the NFL really didn't want hip-hop in there. And now you got old-school hip-hop. You know, you got current hip-hop, you know, and Kendrick Lamar, who did fucking amazing. He did great. you got all these guys that Dre took under his wing, you know, and turned them into the greatest stars in the business. I tell y'all, it was a hell of a show. I loved it. I loved every second of it. I was like, singing along and shit. I was just like J-Lo when she was dancing and shit. That was me at my mother-in-law's house with my girl, and she's all laughing at it and shit. But, yeah. But, yeah, overall, it was a hell of a game, hell of a halftime show. And congratulations to both teams. Congratulations to the Rams and, you know, Sean McVay. The city of Los Angeles becoming champions again, you know. I know Kobe is definitely proud. That LA brought him another chip, you know. What else we got? So, by the way, I hope everyone had a wonderful Valentine's Day. Even if you're single, you can still have fun. Don't worry. at least I've been told. I also want to send a special shout out to a member of the social circle, G, my main man, my best friend. He just turned 21 yesterday. We had a blast celebrating for him, you know. You know, he's able to drink now, so obviously we were drinking, we were just doing our thing, man, you know, singing, dancing. We had a whole party. It was lit. You know, I'm so happy for that kid. You know, that he made it this far after everything he's been through, and he could tell you that if he chooses to, but this kid has been through a lot, you know. Me and him have known each other for a very long time. I known him since he was a kid, as long, you know, as well as his brother. You know, those two are like my little, are literally my little brothers, you know? Happy birthday once again, G. I love you, bro. And I hope you're not too hungover. Because you were going in last night. Jesus Christ. Finally did my taxes, and you know, that was fun. Seeing what the fuck Uncle Sam is gonna give me this year. Last year I got a good amount. This year I'm getting a decent amount. At least in this economy, it's pretty decent. I'm currently awaiting. You know, to see my doctor and, you know, to discuss my future and discuss my physical health. As you guys know, I've had a couple knee surgeries, or more than a couple. You know, I had one recently back in October of last year. And, it was just bad. Like I hate getting surgery because it's like, I hate being stuck in a house, you know, for like 3 weeks and shit. Till I can start walking again. I hate that. But, you know, I'm definitely going to start getting in shape now that I'm, you know, I'm currently not working. But in a way, I still am, you know, just doing other shit. So, yeah, man, you know, I'm just happy. You know, I'm really, really, really happy. And, you know, I'm grateful to be here. I'm grateful for all of you loyal listeners to the Social Circle. So the next Monday, we're going to have a special guest. You know, here's someone who has been wanting to be on the show for a long time. And now he's going to have his opportunity. And you'll find out who it is on Monday, right here, same day, you know, well, I don't want to say same day, same time, because let's face it, I don't have a fucking schedule for this shit. I really don't. I don't have a schedule for this. I'm terrible at this. Like, let's be honest. The fact that I'm in three countries is, you know, beyond me. Like, how? All I do is talk a bunch of bullshit. I don't really inspire anybody, you know? Nah, I'm just talking shit. What else we got? God damn, so much. I'm really excited for WrestleMania this year. Very, very excited for WrestleMania this year. And I'm hoping it's a good show. I'm hoping it's a really good show, you know. You know, you got the Elimination Chamber this Saturday. And for the first time, we have a WWE pay-per-view that's like normally in the United States. For the first time, it is out of the country. It is overseas in Saudi Arabia. And that's going to be fucking incredible. You know, I'm excited for that. I'm expecting a really good show. And I feel bad for the superstars because, you know, they got to come back. You know, they're flying like 12 hours there, 12 hours back. And they got to be back by Monday to perform for Raw, you know. So in a way, it's fine that they're doing that on a Saturday, you know. And at the same time, it's like, damn, really? You know, because I'm so used to pay-per-views being on Sundays. And it's like, lately they've been doing Saturday pay-per-views. And, you know, because of the pandemic and stuff, or whatever the case may be. And it's like, dude, this is annoying, you know. But yeah, like I said, I'm expecting a good show. I really hope it's gonna be a good show, and you know. So I'm excited for the Chamber. I'm excited for WrestleMania. It's that season, you know. And speaking of seasons, let's can we please get the MLB lockout done? Like, can we please finish that shit already? You know, it's been too long now, and I want some free agency pickups. I want some trades done. I want to see stuff. You know, as a diehard baseball fan, former player, you know, come on. Like, let's you guys got to get your fucking shit together. You know, this is annoying me right now. But yeah. Let's see. Let's see what the NFL season next year, you know, next, let's see what next season has. Let's see what happens in the draft. Also want to send a special shout out to a man that I grew up on, a man that was my childhood hero and still is. Tom fucking Brady has officially retired from professional football after 22 long years. Am I sad? Yes. Am I disappointed? Yes. But I'm also happy because he busted his ass. You know, here's a guy that shouldn't have been drafted. You know, he should have been drafted, but he was worried he wasn't gonna get drafted. After he got drafted, he was worried that he wasn't gonna see a game. He wasn't gonna see the field or play a game. And then the then Patriots star, you know, Drew Bledsoe gets hurt. Time to bring in Brady. And since that game, you know, for the next 20 years, goes on to win 6 Super Bowls, you know, goes to 8, wins 6. You know, the leader, he has the most Super Bowl rings than any quarterback, most Super Bowl appearances than any quarterback, you know, most playoff appearances, most passing yards, touchdowns, like he's incredible. He's fucking incredible. And, you know, congratulations, Tommy, TB12, you know, you will be missed. Like I always say, guys, I don't care that I don't care that Brady left the Patriots. I really don't. You know, he did good for us, and it was time to move on to bigger and better things. I would much rather him retire then, but we all can't get what we want. So, and that's just the way it is. You know what I'm saying? So yeah, man. You know, let's just. See what the future holds. I'm excited to see how next season is going to play out. You know, people are saying Tom's going to return because he's not really done. I don't know. I got a $50 bet with my neighbor on that. And, you know, I think, you know, if Brady says he's done, he's done. He's not going to, I don't think he's going to fuck with his fans' heads like that. You know? Plus, he's got a wife and kid to think about. I'm sorry, wife and kids, plural, to think about. And, yeah. All right, well, I don't got much more to say here. I got to get up and leave and go see the wife. Yeah, guys, you know, follow me. Like this video. Whoops. Follow me on any platform, anything, anywhere you listen to your podcast. Google, Spotify, right here on Anchor. Also, like my Facebook page, The Social Circle. The profile picture is it is you know, a David Ortiz quote. the most famous David Ortiz quote, "This is our fucking city," which it is, and it always will be his city, our city. I'm trying to find a logo designer so I can get my own logo for this, but you know, I don't know. I just got to keep looking. It's really hard to find someone who can actually impress me with that. But yeah, follow me on Facebook. I'm going to be doing more social media pages here and there. And yeah. All right, love you guys. Thank you for listening. And stay social. Big drink out.